This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Here to regale you with lots of information about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here as a willing co-conspirator in the overview of what's going on in the News Talk world, the stories, the people, all the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine to come up with this list every week. They have those frowns on their eyebrows or their elbows, whatever portion of their body that shows that their work is never done. Michael, your work is never done.
Frowns on their elbows? Is that what you said?
You ever see, don't you think, you look at your elbow, the skin on your elbow, it doesn't look like a frown?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Do you know what the elbow is called scientifically?
No.
The weenus.
The weenus?
The weenus.
There's a weenus among us. Yes, okay.
Yes.
It's good to know.
And some people have resorted to bumping their weenuses as opposed to shaking hands as a as a show of hello, a salutation,
instead of
greeting.
Right, we don't want to touch anybody because we're afraid. We're just afraid. Right. Just fear. That's all.
And we're less likely to put our elbow in our nose than we are our hands. All right, now that we've started off on a really lousy note, why don't we do the top stories? Are you ready?
I think that's a good idea. Yes,
okay.
Please.
At number 10, we have psychology and relationships, as many people are, as the saying used to be, down in the dumps over what's going on. At number 9, U.S. relations with China, Russia, North Korea, and the Middle East. That's tied with Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the Middle East. And on Friday, the 19th anniversary, 19 years since September 11th, 2001, known as 9/11. At number 8, race relations and police reform. At number 7, the economy and the stimulus package. At number 6, West Coast fires and climate change. At number 5, the crisis in education sparked by COVID-19. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 3, healthcare, vaccines, meds, and masks. At number 2, the presidential race and politics. Number 1, two stories broken the same week. The Woodward tapes and the Atlantic magazine article.
Mm-hmm.
The most talked about people, number 10, Kim Jong-un. Vladimir Putin is at 9. At number 8 is Michael Cohen. William Barr is at 7. Nancy Pelosi at 6. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. At number 2, Bob Woodward. Number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of another unusual week that'll certainly be, you know, poured over by the scholars as the years go by, and the history that we're living will be looked back upon with perhaps better insight than we have now.
The whole story of Bob Woodward, were it not for all the president's men and that whole business with Watergate, he'd be pushing a pencil in Peoria. I think he's one of the real opportunists of our time, and that's not to say that there isn't something of value in these tapes, but just another, as far as I'm concerned, he's another schlock salesman peddling a book. Whether there's valuable information in there, so far anything I've heard or read or seen, Michael, hasn't brought me any news or information that I didn't already know or suspect. What about you? Am I right? Do you think this is just like the whole business? Well, we're not. Why didn't some of this information come out before? Why didn't, if it was so important and so life-changing, why didn't it come out before the book was published? You know, we asked the same question to John Bolton and got the same blank stare.
Well, perhaps there's two truths here. Perhaps Bob Woodward is an opportunist who is saving it so he can sell a book, but perhaps it's true. In other words,
what's your suspicion?
Thing? My suspicion?
Yeah.
My suspicion is, oh, totally true. I mean, Trump knew it was deadly, and his methodology was to not create a panic, to try to keep people positive.
The best interest of America being served by that, in his mind, yes?
I think in Trump's mind, the best interests of America being served is for him to be totally in charge of everything. In other words, we might have a bit of psychology at work here. All no, I know is Devin? I got a my birthday is on 9/11.
Happy birthday!
And it's a problem, you know. I wasn't.
Is it a happy? How can it be a happy? Well, I didn't know that. Or if I knew it, I didn't remember
that. I don't. I'm not a person who really. I'm not a big fan of people past a certain age, like 16, making a deal about their birthdays. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because I've had to deal with the fact that they call it 9/11. You know, so whenever when someone say, what's your date of birth, you know, I got to tell them, you know, 9/11/78. But 9/11, they look at you funny. But I got a card from my wife, an actual birthday card, and it's from Donald Trump. It has a picture of him smiling at me, and it says, making your birthday great again. And when you open it, there's a personal message from the president. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Listen.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
Hey, he's a good guy. I'm voting for him now.
Right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people. After the convention, there was a different sort of a, unless you're a hardcore hater of Trump, there was a different aura, maybe I'd use that term, a different feeling for a while, that Trump actually was human. You know, he was humanized by, and you know, whether you believe all that stuff, whether, you know, the conventions are all, they're all, it's a show. The
conventions were long infomercials.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is that it does have an impact. Advertising pays. And so people feel like he has a human side to him. And
really?
Yeah, I think that came out of that. And wow. So when you hear something like that, it's kind of fun. I used to watch The Apprentice because all I wanted to do was hear him say, you're fired. You know, that kind of stuff. Maybe that's pretty superficial. But
yeah, that is. That's one of the, that brings superficiality to great depths. I have to tell you.
Yes, right. Yeah.
But in other words, what you're saying is there's a chance that Trump might actually be human.
Maybe. Could be. Despite all of the Nancy Pelosi-isms of the world that make him out to be somebody that ought to be starring on the, I was going to say the Grateful Dead, but I meant the Walking Dead.
Yeah,
so.
Well.
I want to talk to you more. We'll pause here for a second, but I want to talk to you more about September 11th because I think that's a story and a half, and it needs as much attention perhaps as some of the other things that we have our minds on this week. So if you'll give me a minute to do a couple of things, then I would like to have some reflection from you. Speaking of reflection, a lot of people, when they look at the news this week and see, well, not just this week, this month, this year, see how many people have passed because they were overweight due to the virus. It gives you, it's sobering information when you look at all of this stuff. And this program brought to you in part by Calitrin, which is the number one way to lose weight safely, not only in America, but all around the world. But you're interested in you. And how to lose weight safely, the simple way, the non-toxic way. And then you want to keep the weight off. And that's what happens when you're using Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, which is the official website. Excuse me, you can go to calitrin.com if you want to, too, if you remember that easily. Both of them go to the same place. And in that website, you'll find everything contextualized. You get the science of how the doctor and the nurses put this formula together 20-odd years ago. The success rate speaks for itself, because how would a company still be in business if they didn't do what they said they were going to do 20-some-odd years later? It works. That's the bottom line. Right now, if you go to toploss.com, understand the science and the success and the stories that are there from people, understand it's safe for the entire family to use this. So if you or your spouse is overweight, children, let's put them on the program. Take these capsules of the liquid every night before you go to bed. Start losing the weight in 3 months. You'll get some of the weight taken off, and then stay with another 3 months. and you make sure your body is trained to keep the weight off, which is what you want to do. Toploss.com, the website. Saving code is DJV. Use that on checkout. Buy three, get three free. That's Calitrin at Toploss.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
All right, so the September 11th thing, I was just talking to Michael off the air about the pilot of the American plane, American 11, that was the first plane to go down or into the first tower. The fellow who's the pilot was a man named Oganowski, who was a farmer in addition to being a pilot. Like, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. He was somebody that I knew. We had a lot of respect. He was just, he was one of those guys that's solid as the day is long. Loved what he did, loved the farm, loved flying. And so when I think about September 11th, I think about him. And then I think about all of the reviews on television that we'll see this weekend, replays of stuff that we don't need to see again. Or do we? Michael, do we need to see that stuff again?
We need to know that it happened. Whether we need to see it again or how many times we need to see it, it needs to be in the national consciousness.
Yes.
for our generation.
Yeah.
The COVID-19 crisis has sort of blocked that out a little bit. Suddenly, yeah, we're not talking about terrorism and Al Qaeda and ISIS and all that stuff, but it's still. 9/11 was one of the first defining events of the 21st century, changed the course of history, set the tone for our culture, our politics, our way of life to this very day. And, it's like Pearl Harbor Day or one of those situations that is as symbolic as it is, in terms of numbers.
Does it have relevance, though? Do people really get it? That's what I'm wondering about. People, I'm not worried, isn't a worry, but I just think people are not taught about this stuff, so we have no memory of it, and there's a lesson, an important lesson here.
It doesn't seem to be. But it's 19 years now. It's not 2 years, 5 years, 10. It's hard to believe it's 19 years. 2,977 people died in that, 25,000 civilian injuries, $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. 343 firefighters died, and 72 police officers died. We should keep that in mind as we talk about defunding police.
Yeah. Both Trump and Biden are going to the memorial in Pennsylvania. That's this weekend. All right, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Do you
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the stories and the people are listed, by the way, every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find these lists and also ancillary stories every day about your favorite host, what's going on in the News Talk Radio biz. Even though it's a trade publication, lots of people who love the format check out what's going on every day. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Did we finish? Did we have enough time on September 11th? Do we need to?
That's a subjective question. We certainly gave it a lot of time, and I'm glad we did that, because not to would have been a dereliction of scholarly duty.
Yes.
But no, I think we talked about it enough. Is there anything else you have to say about it?
Yeah, I don't want it to occupy all of our time here, because I think we need to spend some time on these fires, man. I was talking to somebody this morning from Portland. Jennifer Horn, as you know, who does the DJV show with me, lives in Los Angeles. My children live in Los Angeles. My grandson's there. Can't see the sun for the smoke and the cloud. And living in this for weeks now at a time. 23 people are dead. The fires are everywhere. And I think that there's some reason to believe that some of them may have been set by interests, the same interests that are trying to scuttle our country in almost every way. I mean, I think there's a connection, frankly, between the fires and who set them and what they're doing, and the relationship that we have with China and Russia, the people who are hacking our election, the people who are trying to destroy our country. I think there's a connection. What do you think?
I think there could be. I hadn't really thought about that because there are, scientific processes at work that could lead to these kinds of fires. Of course,
some of them, arson,
is something that you can do, take advantage of the dryness and the droughts and the foliage and all the stuff that goes into making a fire. Yeah. I don't know. Is this something that, forgive my ignorance on this, is this something that you concocted in terms of your own process, or have you heard this from sources that you believe may be reliable?
I think I have a little of both in my gut. I think there are too many coincidences here with the riots, the whole business. And when you look at how hard the Chinese are trying to disrupt our country, and then you try to figure, well, why are they? We're the goose that laid the golden egg for them. They'd be nothing without us supporting, buying all of their crap. But now they seem to think that they're secure enough so that they can move on to what their real goal is, and that is for world domination. And they have a willing co-conspirator in Putin. The Russians are hacking up everything when it comes to the election. It isn't Republican, Democrat, they're just hacking it. The Chinese seem to be going after Trump now than they were going after Biden before. But it just kind of, when you think it through, Michael, it's the fact that we are as vulnerable. We all have worshipped at the god of technology. I'm not so sure that it isn't a damn curse.
Well, it has as much of a downside as it has an upside. And this has always been the case with technology. And to just think of technology as only good and, you know, that is to be vulnerable to the downside. All new technology brings new threats. We have to be very careful about that. You know, it's funny you mentioned China. I was just looking at this birthday card that I played before, mm-hmm. and I turned around to look at the package.
Made in China.
Made in China.
Yeah, my God. You know how hard it is to find? I've been telling on the DJV program, I've been telling stories about me. I'm working hard not to buy anything that's made in China. Nothing. But it took me about 2 weeks to find a new electric razor that wasn't made in China. Electric mm-hmm. alarm clock, same thing, pretty much, things like that. But now they've gotten very clever because they're saying designed in America on the box and not made in China, or they're just taking off the reference to China altogether.
The bottom line is that American big business is in bed with China, and that's what complicates the process. We could talk more about that if
the political process, as much as anything else, too, because they're all wanting to support, you know, what's going on. 28 after the hour.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is horrific. It's suffocating just to be outside. And fog has mixed with the smoke. Visibility is down to 100 yards in some places. Many of my friends have set up donation centers to help thousands of people who lost their homes in the Alameda Fire. Oregon Governor Kate Brown on CBS's Face the Nation.
This week alone, we've burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas. And southern Oregon has been devastated.
At least 33 people have perished in the fires along the West Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Florida has failed trying to change voting laws for convicted felons. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible, but the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A pair of big retailers are hoping to help with in-person voting this year. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Target and Old Navy are hoping to fill a national shortage of poll workers this election. The two retailers will pay their employees to volunteer their time on election day. It's on top of paid time off. They've already been offered to go and vote. Other companies are doing the same, some giving the entire election day off to their workers. Several states say they could be forced to close some polling locations if there are not enough workers to staff them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thanks a bunch to the people who are listening to us, the devotees who spend an hour or two every week listening to this program. Michael Harrison and I have been doing this for a long time, and so we continue, because that's our want in life, to overview what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. That's what these hours are all about, the charts from the week of September 7th to the 11th, and then ancillary conversations about things that contribute to these items. I thought it was interesting this week, Michael, the poll that suggests most Americans want to vote before Election Day. Think about that in terms of what you and I learned in school, in our civics classes, about voting, the importance of it, I suppose the political ramifications, and now the created convoluted chaos that is surrounding the discussion of whether to mail your ballot, whether to bring it to the city clerk or the town clerk, or whether just to go vote. And if you go vote, you're going to get coronas and die. You know, all of this stuff, the crazy thinking here. And so one wonders what toll will that take on the whole system. You know, when you think about the chaos of this year, the virus, Black Lives Matter, the election, the fires. What are we? Why are we suffering? Anybody come up with that? Anybody come up with, other than me, with a theory on the air as to why we're going through as a country all this suffering?
I don't have theories about it. In my opinion, the moon and the stars lined up, and I don't mean that from an astrological standpoint. I'm just saying it's random.
But I do.
I'm sort of preempting. This is a preemptive strike.
Okay.
before you start with your hogwash, I'm going to
hogwash.
I'm saying it lovingly.
I know you are.
History is full of all kinds of things happening, overlapping crises and things. You know, we're not guaranteed a middle-class, consumer-oriented existence. And, you know, some people think that the purpose of life is just to buy things and watch football and eat pizza and drink beer and go, you know, I mean,
have
it's
a good
like,
time.
Have a good time and party, man. Let's go party. I mean, it'd be nice if we could, but the fact is, you know, we're this little frail piece of biology living in a teeny little biosphere around a little piece of dust floating in some type of mysterious cosmos, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That in itself sort of adds fuel to my theory.
Well, okay. I actually honestly apologize for what I said to you.
Why? No, you shouldn't apologize.
Yeah, I apologize. It was uncalled for.
A lot of
for.
People poke fun at me because of what I think, but I will tell you that when you look back, if you understand astrology, and you look back to the last time the stars aligned the way they are right now, this year, it was the year of our revolution. And the time the stars lined up like this before that was the fall of the Roman Empire. So you draw your own conclusions,
whatever
you think.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've changed my mind.
Okay, good for you.
I believe you now.
I know you do.
I mean, you know, you could say that about anything.
The last time the stars were like, come on.
All right. So the fall of the Roman Empire fell over, like, took 200 years for it to fall.
Well, I've started
it was like around for 500 years. We're only...
What are you going to do? I want to know what Michael Harrison's going to do on Election Day. Are you going to the polls to vote? Are you mailing in your ballot?
I'm mailing in my ballot because I'm not going to be near the polls, perhaps. So I'm doing the mail-in thing because I'm in Florida and I live in Massachusetts. But I got to tell you, I am not a fan of the Electoral College, and it is not because I am a Republican or a Democrat. I just don't like it, and I don't want to get into that can of worms.
I don't know. I think we should, because I think more people need to be thinking this through. The hardcore Republicans think it's great because it helps to ensure what Trump... Trump's fate may be, but when you look at how Hillary Clinton got screwed because she won the popular vote, and Al Gore got screwed, the system is broken, and the fact that we don't teach civics, and the kids and adults even now don't know how the system works, they don't even know what the Electoral College is, that's the most dangerous thing about the reality of not having, we don't have, the number five this week in the countdown is the education crisis. The crisis is nobody's going to school to learn, nobody's learning anything. It's been 6 months since anybody really learned anything in some formal way. And it continues.
These are problems. These are indeed problems. But in terms of like the Electoral College, you know, if I want to vote for president, if I want to vote for Trump or I want to vote for Biden, the truth of the matter is, if you live in Massachusetts, your vote doesn't count.
If you're voting for Trump, forget it. Wasting your time.
Really,
California, the same thing.
You know,
New York State.
And there's all kinds of arguments, and I roll my eyes, you know.
There's not a good one. There are a lot of arguments, but none of them are good.
Look. California and New York are going to control the country. Well, it's because all the people live there. If everybody in the country moved to New Mexico, then it would be the most powerful place.
Right.
We shouldn't care about what people vote. It matters where they live. Give me a break. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt your argument.
It's a good one. Tell me.
You and I. Did I ever tell you the story about how I voted three times in one day? I don't think I did. I've told it on the air. It's not like I'm, you know, the statute of limitations has run out on this. But I did it to test the system. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts. I voted absentee in Florida. I got on a plane and flew to California and voted in California. All in the same election.
Are you the reason George W. Bush won?
No, this was before that.
Did you cause Al Gore his defeat.
No, I didn't, but it's nice to think that I could have. But the point is that the system is so easily corruptible. And, you know, I say that people say, oh, you're a terrible human being, you're an awful American. I don't know whether I am or not. That's up to you to figure out. I think that I provided a service, in a manner of speaking, because it was kind of reminds me of the day I took Cialis and Viagra and Levitra all at once just to see what happened. And so in this circumstance, I wanted to see what would happen. See if
I
could.
Are you responsible for the explosion of Mount St. Helens? Is that what happened?
People got to think that went through. So, at any rate.
So what happened?
Well, you mean when I voted or when I took
those
three pills?
No, when you took those three drugs at the same time.
It was I had a headache.
Did it work? You had a headache?
Oh, yeah, it worked. It was uncomfortable for a while.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, have we said enough about the Russians and the Chinese hacking the election and doing what they could do? I want to know if Kim Jong-un, he's number 10 on the people list, is he still alive or not? Come on. What's the story?
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Haven't you?
No, he hasn't sent me any love letters, but...
He didn't send your birthday card?
I have not. No. That'll be next year.
Kim Jong-un wishes you well.
Yeah.
You know, of course he does. I have no idea whether he's alive or not. I don't even know if he exists. He might be, you know, an automatron.
You know, that could be an automatron. Yeah, he could do that. He could be that. All of those things are possible. The broadcasting business. We're in the broadcasting business. We talk about broadcasting.
Barely. We're sort of.
We're doing a broadcast.
After this show.
Well, there's so much serious stuff. You get a headache. I mean, going through this stuff day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, after a while, you get numb to it. And that's what's happened, I think, to a lot of people. It's just numb.
I mean, you and I have been doing this show talking about the top issues of the week for about, 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, right. Mm-hmm. So think about how many stories are dancing in our heads. But one of the causes of depression in the country right now, which is, if you'll notice on our survey, it's number 10, psychology.
Yep, psychology, relationship.
A lot of depression, a lot of hopelessness, despair, broken relationships and all of that is coming from the stress that's being caused by the news. Mm-hmm. That it is proven.
Do people realize that? You think?
I think people listening to us right now realize it because we're telling them. Some people may not know the cause of their depression, but I think that the news is very depressing. It always has been. The negative leads in the news, or it's really not news. That's a whole other story. But the news is so stressful, so polarizing, so contentious, and so uncertain in terms of reliability. That it is causing stress and depression among the people.
I think if you don't do things that get your mind off of, I mean, whether it's watching Dancing with the Stars or, the Walking Dead or whatever it is, I think too many people are too distracted from they don't want to be in touch with themselves. Maybe that's the problem. We don't want to really deal with our inner thinking, our inner feelings, because it's scary. I mean, I had a TIA last week. I wasn't with you on the air because I was in the hospital being examined to see what was the cause of this little mini stroke that I had. Mm-hmm. And, I've long since given up or thinking about death or being afraid of it. It's long since over in me. But a lot of people don't think that way. They think, oh, my God, this could be it. This could be the end. Could be finished. Mm-hmm. And, it gets the... And that, I think, deals with another whole issue of what is spirituality? What do people believe?
We don't know what to believe. Religion has always been a major force in the human condition, in the human psyche.
Why?
I mean, we're wired.
Why do we need
believe in a higher level of existence. So,
religion? Is that about religion or is that spirituality?
Well, you can split hairs about it. Religion, spiritual, they all come from basically believing that there's life after death. It all comes down to that. I'm going to tell you something profound. It all comes down to whether you believe that there's life after death or not. That's it. Whether you're an atheist, whether you're a religious, whether you're spiritual, whether you're cosmic, whether you're Eastern, Western, whatever it is, it comes down to, is there more to life than what we experience in this lifetime or not? Everything else emanates from that. That's the way I view it. And people who say they're atheists, they do not believe in God, or they do not believe in any of that type of thing beyond what you can see with your sense, feel with your senses, perceive with your senses, that's what it is. They don't believe in life after death.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe that's the bottom line. How do you know? Who's coming back to tell us that story? Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a final thought after these words.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So one of the things, I would like to, I don't know if 60 seconds is enough time to talk about how we do what we do, but Talkers Magazine is a great story helping people understand how we do remote broadcasting. Like you and I are remote broadcasters, and more people are doing it that way. Does it change the quality of what we're listening to, do you think?
It may change the sound quality to one degree or another, but it opens the quality in terms of content to unlimited access to the world. So no, we're in a golden era of broadcasting. In as much as we're not confined to the studio, we can do it from anywhere with a minimal amount of equipment because of the digital era.
Yeah, it really is quite different. Even though it all sounds like we're in a studio, I have a studio in my house. You do too. But a lot of people do it on the fly, and because of the quality of the equipment, you can't really tell. And that story, if you want to check that out, go to Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers. It's 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
After the hour now, as the continuing focus on your health and well-being, one of the things I'm proudest of with regard to any of the radio work that I do is the information that comes from the team, including Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus. Jack is here now as we try to understand more of your body's systems and what it likes and what's good for you. I've seen a whole lot this week. I don't know why, Jack. The focus on coffee and how it's good for you for this reason, good for you for that reason, what it is, what makes it good. Sort of reminds me of the debate over chocolate. Well, there's a debate over a lot of stuff. Different vegetables that you should be eating, different types of, you know, name the food, controversy. I guess we can create controversy around anything. This guy says it's great. That guy says it's terrible. And so where do we come? The focus on tea. You know, I've had a sponsor called GetTheTea.com that I have a little sip of, once or twice an hour. I take a little sip out of
that. I remember that.
Hmm. And now I see that you have come around to finding a reason to drink a cup of matcha green tea. I guess I'm going to wonder, what is matcha?
Well, matcha.
Why would that be different? Why not just green tea?
Well, matcha is a brand name, but it also in Japanese means powdered tea.
Ah.
And yeah, and the controversy is very simple in my mind, to the point where there is no longer any controversy. Is this stuff organic or is it not? There is such a worldwide problem now with glyphosate poisoning everywhere, that you've got to be absolutely selective as you can, not just for food, but for coffee and tea. And there are benefits of both coffee and tea, whether they have caffeine in them or not. And like anything else, you can overdo it. But they also have some very powerful life-supporting elements, compounds inside of them, because they were made by Mother Nature. And so with matcha tea, tea always grows green, like any other plant. It's going to grow green. And the thing, the difference between green tea and black tea is that the black tea has been roasted and ends up with, you know, like the East India tea or the English tea, these kinds of things.
So does roasting have the same impact as cooking something on a grill?
Yeah.
The blackness
only in the sense that it will create flavor changes, and in fact, it will destroy.
But it's not a carcinogen. Because
I wouldn't say black tea was a carcinogen. No, a carcinogen by any means.
Okay.
However, you can the more you get it in the form that Mother Nature made it, which is what green matcha tea is. It's not roasted at all. It's a green powder. So it's the raw tea leaf itself. And when you can get this in an organic form. What you're getting, what Kumamoto University in Japan has done some extensive studies on teas, and they find out that it activates dopamine and serotonin receptors inside the brain. And the whole basis of the pharmaceutical industry is, let's find something in nature. We know what it does. We know how it's beneficial to the body. Let's try to find some way to synthesize it in the laboratory, which is what our antidepressant drugs are designed to do, to raise dopamine and serotonin levels. But when you can do that naturally without the side effects of the medication, then you've got something worth looking into if you feel like that needs...
So where do you get this stuff?
Oh, any tea store. Any
really?
Store that sells teas. And any regular large enough grocery store chain always has coffee and tea sections.
The world is the world market, I think it's called, that I now see on the East Coast. I've seen a lot of it on the West Coast where you find all that sort of thing. And I'm just thinking about down in my cabinets, there are any number of teas. People that I've been around, whether family, friends, whatever, they've brought all kinds of teas in here. I could never imagine I'd be able to drink any or all of them because there's so many.
Yes.
And one wonders, isn't there a functional, you're saying matcha green tea, but is there a functional place to go to just find good tea?
Well, you could go online and Google matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A, you know, and find what you're looking for. But most stores will have it.
A lot of people use this for losing weight. Teas, they're all that stuff. Calitrin is the best way, though, for you to lose weight, in my experience, in my opinion, and the opinion of people who are a lot smarter than I am in terms of what you do and how do you take care of yourself. So the suggestion, the simple suggestion, losing weight starts with going to toploss.com. The website for Calitrin, the only product in the world that's all natural that helps you lose weight and keep it off. Toploss.com. Best deal comes from using the discount code DJ.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.